We continue with our look at the ban on travel and the pause in travel policy from six Muslim nations, which was started this past Thursday by going from policy to, I guess you'd call it, the personal. As we all know, a rule or a change to a rule affects the individual. As to rely on or turn to that rule, this travel ban and pause, considering all the facets of the immigration system, will certainly have impacts on a variety of levels. Here to explore what some say is potential, others say a certainty, is the president and CEO of the Arab American Family Support Center, Rawa Nancy Abala. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for inviting me to share our experience with you and your listeners.
And to learn more about the work and the services of the Arab American Family Support Center, which the assist families, in addition to Arab, by the way, it's AAFSCNY.org, and we've linked over at our webpage to theirs. And let's just start with, give an overview of exactly what are your services and what do you do for refugee and immigrant families here in the tri-state area?
Sure. The Arab American Family Support Center is a nonprofit organization. We are non-sectarian, as was mentioned earlier. We're a settlement house serving multi-generational immigrant families for almost 25 years now. Annually, we serve over 6,000, or a little bit over 6,000, low-income individuals through six culturally and linguistically competent trauma-informed programs. They range from preventive services to adult education and literacy to youth after-school programs, legal services, to unify families, family reunifications, health enrollment, and anti-violence services. So we're really dedicated to empower new immigrants and refugees with the tools and knowledge and skills they need to acclimate to the world around them and become active productive participants in their communities. So we offer services to these underprivileged, vulnerable families specifically. We're targeting children and families, women in particular.
And it certainly sounds, too, that you encourage the families who become your clients to really dedicate themselves to assimilation into American society.
Absolutely. So we provide them services from job training to financial literacy, legal services to after-school program, tutoring for their children, offering help services that recipients get ready to learn, ready to become independent, financially stable, and have a job and contribute back to society.
And your work has included helping refugees. For example, over at your websites, you've featured a background story, which other outlets have picked up too, of a family from Syria who are settled in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And I think that their story really explains how all the different things that a refugee is facing. I mean, it's easy to say, why not set up safe camp areas in their homelands, which is no guarantee that those safe camps will remain safe given the violence that takes place in countries like Syria and the other countries are listed in the travel ban and pause. And it's also challenging for the family, I believe, because it's because of a few that who seek to do bad that the lives of many are being affected, impacted, and even held down in times like this.
Absolutely. As you've mentioned, many of the people that we do help are families, especially women and children. The majority were displaced in their homelands, fleeing conflict and war. For example, the families that we feature in our website on the main page, Hassan and his family, his wife and his three children. They were fleeing in Syria. They fled to three different villages and towns before they went to Jordan. They stayed in Jordan for 3 years while they were working on their immigration services and on their immigration paperwork. And Hulud, his wife, her cousin, sponsored them to come to the United States. So they presented all the appropriate paperwork, and even though they presented all their paperwork, they were able to flee with all their paperwork intact. Many families do not have the opportunity to do that. It took them a whole year for them to be able to, for their visas to be approved for them to come to the United States. So they go through a vetting process that is very, very extensive. And I want to emphasize that I do trust the federal government departments that are responsible for the vetting process. They work with each other. They work diligently to process these applications and vet all those that apply for their visas.
Talking with Rawa Nancy Abela, who is the president, CEO of the Arab American Family Support Center. Their website, aafscny.org. You can learn more about their programs and their services. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. For the person listening here in New Jersey, with that family in Elizabeth and others, by the way, let me just bring the stats up here real fast if I can find them. I referenced these in the last segment. In New Jersey last year, 601 refugees resettled in the state, and so far this year, 202 have made it to New Jersey so far. And, of course, too, with Governor Christie's edict a few months ago that no further refugees from Syria would be accepted, it would have been a different story for that family in Elizabeth. But what is most needed to be understood about the refugee family that comes to New Jersey? What is it that the New Jersey resident or really any American citizen has to understand about a family such as that family in Elizabeth?
Sure. These are really families who are fleeing war. They've been traumatized. Many of the newcomers who are settling in the United States, the majority of them are children. They've experienced events related to war or persecution. This affects their mental and physical health long after those events have occurred. We are a trauma-informed type of organization. We provide them with linguistically competent type of services. And so they are in need of not only support, but also economic support. I don't know if you're aware of this or your listeners are aware of this. In order to come to the United States, they have to sign an agreement that they will pay back their airfare. So when they come to the United States, they have 3 years to pay back their airfare in a form of installments on a monthly basis. Many of them are burdened by this economic barrier in that it does not help them transition quickly enough to American life here. So what we're doing is raising money to help them pay those installments back. So we're asking listeners and anyone who is interested in helping these families transition to life in America to please contribute to the Arab American Family Support Center webpage on our donation page to contribute to the refugee fund. We would be greatly appreciative, and they will be greatly appreciative. These are innocent people fleeing war. They're trying to start life in America, and they're working very hard to transition to life in America. The kids are doing very well. They're thriving. They're doing well in school. Some of the kids, they made honor roll. We're very, very proud of them. The parents need a little bit of help economically, and they're learning English, they want to work, they're eager to work, and they want to contribute to life in America.
And it certainly sounds that, not putting you up against other organizations, but it sounds like your clients and the people you're helping aren't looking for the shortcuts or ways to dodge the system. They want to play by the rules and assimilate into American society, as opposed to have American society assimilate into their ways.
Absolutely. And the way we see the immigration process working with new immigrants is that you get them ready to learn. They want to learn English, ready to work because they're eager to work. And that would lead to them be thriving and contributing back to society in as volunteers, as civic engaged in civic activities, and also contributing to the tax base.
We've put a link over to AAFSCNY.org. That's the website for the Arab American Family Support Center, which you can give your support now that you know more about their work. And I want to thank Rawa for also giving her insight into what this, hopefully this pause in the refugee admittance over the next 120 days will streamline the system and make it more user-friendly, I guess we can say, so that people who are already facing hell on earth from where they're coming from can have a more efficient way to enter the United States and to enter into a freedom and liberty, since as we come up to the 4th of July, certainly that is part of American exceptionalism. And for those who genuinely want to become a part of this country, to have a system that works for them versus against them, I think everyone can agree on that. Learn more about the work, again, of the Arab American Family Support Center. Their website is AAFSCNY.org. We've been joined by the president and CEO Rawa Nancy Abela. Rawa, thanks so much for the work you make, how you help educate others about the people that you were taking care of and assisting. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for inviting me to share our work with you and your listeners. Thank you very much.